Okay, so we were in the middle of Pais. It was a big discussion for Shabbos. About the like, can you? So the conversation was, can a man wax his face, or can he laser his face? And it's Pashut Lahalacha, it's better to do that than to use an electric shaver. Right? Because you're not using metal. Many poskim hold that electric shavers are a problem, but not on the payas. You can't use it on the payas because the payas you have to have some hair growth there. So bays payas hazaken, payas of the beard. Lo yosur Torah lahashus ela bitar. The Torah only asked with a razor. But payas ain chamesh, and the payas are five. Verabu benadeis, and there are many opinions. Afikach yerushimayim lo yavar tara kol zikne klal. Meaning, there's really only five spots on the face that are an issue. But a Yerushimayim shouldn't use it at all. Bafilo ala sofer al yoina, even in the upper lip, meaning the mustache, aitachas agarin, even under the neck, which really we know are not part of the issue, then you shouldn't do it either. Vein chiluk vein tar le'evin, doesn't make a difference whether you're using a razor and a sharp stone. Evan Chad, the sharp stone, because I once was thinking maybe ceramic shavers are better than electric, but here you see Beferish that it's not. Ukugoyn pigment or pismut stone, like pumice stone, Shasa Gamkane, those are also usr. Misid im oyrim, and anybody who is using, like we just said, to use lime and hair removal creams, Yeshlam, just make sure you don't get the creams off with a knife, because perhaps you're going to cut the hair. Rak yigru, you should just scrape it away with a piece of wood or something like that. Fine. Simin kufayinala, Torah masura mishum la yibash geber simlas isha, that a man should not be wearing woman's clothing. Aleph, a man cannot even wear one article of clothing for a woman, even though it's very clear that he's a man. Meaning, you would think maybe he only totally cross dresses, but if he leaves most of his clothing for a man and just one article for that's a woman, that's fine, but the kids are saying it's awesome. Same thing with a woman wearing man's clothing. And not only clothing, any jewelry, anything to fix. A man cannot make himself look good with it. And the same thing in the reverse. Now, the question is, what happens if you're not using it for beauty and for looks? You're just using it for practical. Like a woman is cold, she wants to wear a man's jacket. So that there's a bach and there's a taz that it's allowed. Not everybody agrees to it, but I mean, if it's not there for a specific look, then it's okay. Now nowadays, lots of things like can a woman wear pants? The pashtus is a woman could wear pants, but there are places going to say women are not allowed to wear pants because real classy women don't wear pants, right? Like the Queen of England will never, I think, will never be caught wearing pants. The pot, the shaila is body hair removal. That's the next one. Beis also leish lahavir saar beis hashechi beis ha'erva. Man cannot do hair removal under the arms or in the erva area. Afilu mispraim kein tar, even with the scissors. Meaning like a ray, the electric, the hainush magalchin samach lebasar mamish, that what it means is that you can't cut straight down to the basar, but the trim is for sure okay. That's what women do. That's what women do. And you can't rub your hand there either to wear it out. But if it just happens like that, by clothing is okay. The truth is, even if you scratch your clothing, it's okay because that's not the way women do it. Let's say somebody has like cuts and whatever there, then with star mahusasaris, then he can. Now nowadays it seems Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that you even use the goyim for these dinim, meaning if goyim do it, so you could be it becomes more makel. Nowadays, if I tell you, not a week goes by, they don't get a few hair removal shilas from men. So it's very hard to say nowadays that it's osur. Kibbalah for a man. Osur lish lilakat afilu sar achs levana mitecha shcheres. A man can't pick out even one white hair from black hair. So zeh noi isha, that's noi for a woman. Va'asur mishum lo yilbash gever, that's what women do. See, that's another thing. Men nowadays dye their hair just the way women, the same way women do. So the chayre nowadays it wouldn't be also. You can't dye the hair either, right? Right? Whoever a man is not looking in a mirror, right? But if he's looking for refuah, or because he's giving himself a haircut, or if he thinks there's dirt on his face, or if he has feathers on his head, and if it's in place that the men also look in the mirrors, then it's mutter in all inyanim, which is why nowadays men do look in mirrors. Fine. Changing gears. Right, and there's three sifim here. Right, Hilchos Chadash means the new crop, the new grain that you're not allowed to eat. Meaning, you're not allowed to eat grain that was grown after Pesach until after Pesach. It says, don't eat bread and roasted kernels and fat kernels until Etzem Hayom Hazeh. From new grains, from the five grains, till after the Karban was born on the 16th day of Nisan. And when there's no Karban Omer, the whole day is awesome. And in Chutzlars, we use 2 days of Yomtiv. The whole 17th is usher until the beginning of the 18th. Any grain that was planted and took root before the 16th day in Nisan, then that will be mutter that year. And it's mutter immediately after it was picked. However, it didn't take root before the 16th day of Nisan, it's usher until the next Omer. Most Gedolei Poskim hold that this is midaraisa even in Chutz Laretz, because it's a big machloikis if it's not. Therefore, you have to be very careful with grain that's planted sometimes after Pesach, or close to Pesach, shaloi hishrisha kodem tazayin Nisan, that didn't take root before the 16th of Nisan, going shesayrim shibay l'shul. Besides for barley and shibah l'shul, v'ktzas mekam is gam achitin and also wheat. Shem asurim ad lacha yudzayin nisan haba. That's just the practical in Europe where he was. V'meshrishu b'yom tazayin mutaras b'tchilas lel yudzayin nisan haba mikoyach mimonav shoch. If it planted on the 16th, then mimonav shoch, it's going to be mutar. Okay. V'gam ashechar, this is what was very negay in Europe. The beer. Shenas mituazu, even beer made from grain, is also ad lacha pesach haba. Till the next Pesach, and the dregs or yeast, whatever it is, and if you use it to make sourdough, even from old tvua, kala isa asurim machmas shmarim, the whole isa is also because of the shmarim. Right? It's not meaning it's not going to be bottled, because since you want it there, so it's never bottled. If it's grain that you're not sure, then ask a shaila sofim. Because with all the sfeikas, it could be that you add in another suffix, and then that would be mutter. Now, here we go. Gimel. There's a shita that says that it's only the geya to grain that was grown in the yid's property. Even if the field is owned by a guy, but a yid rented it, then it does have isur chadash, meaning it has to be fully owned by a yid. You can't rent it. Then it's no isur chadash. This is the famous heter of the Bach, and many rely on this shita Hishas, and that's why a lot of people in America don't worry about Chodesh and Yashan, which in America it's not, it doesn't really apply till around late August, early September. But if it grew in a Yid's Rishus, there's no heter. But many disagree by him. The Gabbish even by a Geizis Chodesh, and the Machmer is Tavei LaBracha. Right, so that is the big hack about Chodesh. So many people just relied on this Bach, but a lot of people say that they should not rely, that one should not rely on this Bach. So those that keep Chodesh and Yoshon are not relying on it. It's an interesting, fascinating thing from the Chassidim. Chassidim are not machmer on Yoshon. Usually Chassidim and Hechsherim are usually pretty machmer. They're not machmer on Yoshon because the Baal Shem Tov said, supposedly, that when the Bach, since people were not keeping Chodesh and Yoshan, so the Bach, the Baal Shem Tov said that when the Bach came out with his heter, he pulled all the people that were eating Chodesh all the years out of Gehenna. Right? So they say, if you're going to go back to be machmer, then it's going to put them all back in Gehenna. That's what Chassidim supposedly are not machmer on this.
Because they understand that?
I have no idea.
He
I have
said,
no
'cause I don't
idea.
understand what that means.
I don't know either.
Okay.
I don't know what it means, but hey, it helped. It works for them.
It sounds like it's an alternative superstitious religion. That sounds like Judaism.
It could be. I ain't gonna comment. I don't know. Fine, one more. Simen I kufa and gimel hikras arlo by doubt seifim. Aleph kolayt Michael ben shal Yisrael ben shal Akum of hilu ba'atzus shein and nakuv. Any food that grows, whether it's a yid or a guy's, even in a flower pot that has no hole, Kimmel Shana Rishonim from 3 years from when they're planted, HaPeres VaGarinim VaKlipas, the fruit and the seeds and the klipas, the skin, whatever, what do you call klipa, the peels. HaKol Asa Ba'ano, everything is Asa Ba'ano. V'Gimmel Shana Elu Ein Manu Miyom L'Yom. It doesn't go 3 full years. HaLanim Not HaKaidim Tes Zayin Ba'av. If it gets planted before the 16th of Av, in a month from now, Kivin Sheyesh Mem Dalet Yom Ad Rosh Hashanah, since it's 44 days until Rosh Hashanah, that's considered a year. Mishum de yudalad yom hema yume klita, because 14 days are the days it takes for it to get grabbed into the ground. V'achar kach lamed yom b'shana nechshav shana, 30 months, 30 days of a year is considered a year. V'shuv mayne beis shana mitishrei, then you count 2 full years. Havalinu not to b'yom tezayin ba'av ve'elech, but if you plant it after the 16th of Av, lo nechshav shana zayis l'klum, it's not going to count at anything. Tishrei Gimel Shonim. You have to count from Tishrei 3 years. All right? But so that you got to make sure you know when to plant if you don't want to have an extra year. Arla. I think with Arla nowadays is different because most fruit, anyways, is not ready for 3 years. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a good Bach, a good year.